show you, like, the, I guess I don't know if you want me to, like, tell you in advance what I'm going to do, or and then take a picture. So
I'll just kind of follow the action then, and then
okay.
I might just have you, when we get the phone up to the lens, I might just try to reframe to get a shot of through your phone.
Okay. Thank you. Cool. cool. So, like, well, do you want me to, like, talk while I'm doing it?
Yes, if you
want to kind
of, narrate what you're doing as you're doing it and what you're looking for, if you can.
Okay. Yeah, so these are walleye eggs we collected this morning when we were fike netting. And I'm just taking them out of the vial and putting them on the scope so that I can photograph them. And let's just, like, spread them out a little bit. And I can, like, make this process shorter. Normally it takes, like, each sample takes a little bit to, like, spread them out good. So I can just take a picture if that's easier.
Whatever you usually do, like, that's fine with me. I got nothing but time.
Okay.
So what's the process for someone to get permits this year? Super simple. So basically, like, anybody that would like to fish here, you know, they have to pop into the station here, and then it's literally just this right here. And so, you know, we just give them a little pencil. We get, you know, their address and a couple things, a little bit of demographic data for the anglers, and then that's really it at that point.
You can just line it up through the scope, and I'll take a picture.
Like, don't report out when they get done. Like, you know, we've got letters. We try to call them, send them that stuff. So then after they would go out fishing, we would mark down, you know, the date and stuff like that, what time they started fishing.
And then later I just put these photos into image processing software, and what we're doing is looking at the diameter of the eggs and the yolk, basically, to look at how walleye eggs, you know, how, like, different, basically, like, how do walleye eggs influence recruitment? How are walleye eggs part of the, how does that, like, set up? Let me rephrase. I'm sorry, I'm thinking. Basically, like, walleye recruitment is declining, and one of the things that kind of came out was maybe that maternal effects could be important. So, well, how might the female walleye influence recruitment? Well, maybe it's something to do with the eggs. So, and there's studies that have shown that if eggs are bigger, that the larvae will be bigger, so maybe they'll have some sort of advantage. And then how, you know, that yolk and that nutritional investment in the egg could influence that as well. So, like, and we looked at all these different, so we did a study recently that was published, and we looked at female size, female age. We looked at environmental factors like variability. Looked at, like, different kind of population level factors like yellow perch, and just looked at, you know, how was egg size being influenced by all these things. And it did seem like, the main focus seemed to be that environmental variability can influence eggs. So if in years where forage isn't as abundant, it seems like maybe the eggs are less provisioned. They're not as nutritionally dense. And it seemed like some of these factors, the most important factor ultimately seemed to be, like, maybe a genetic factor. So maybe some walleye are just generally better at producing eggs and have generally better, and which might influence their recruitment.
Is it true?
Yeah, so that's why we're keeping the study going, even though we already published on it, because we're trying to build up that long-term data set. So in that paper, because all of our female walleye are tagged in the spring, and so we catch the same fish year after year after year. So every, in multiple years, you could get egg samples from the same fish, so you can look at how different factors have influenced those eggs, and then we can look at recruitment later. So we're kind of looking at that long-term kind of egg quality and maybe recruitment potential.
How's the egg quality looking so far in the ones you've...
Well, I haven't measured them yet, so okay. I have to, like, take the photo and put it into the software, and then I do little measurements on 10 of the eggs, and then we can kind of look and see per female, okay, how big were her eggs on average? How big were the yolks on average? How variable were they? And then we can kind of, like, we can relate those back to, well, this year, what was the ice like this year? What was the ice like last year? What was the perch like last year? How are these things influencing eggs and potentially recruitment?
Sure.
Yeah, so that's what I'm doing.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know.
For about 2 years, you know, there were a few people in here harvesting 120 perch, you know, in an outing. There's still people. See you tomorrow. I'll be going straight to Trout Lake. To go to Max, and then I'll be in after, and so we're going to Stanford.
Yep.
And like I said, everything should be there. Boat should be ready to go and gas stuff. The hooks and a rope to tie off the boat is in the back seat of the truck there.
Okay.
So
cool.
Should be all good to go, hopefully, and that hopefully that works.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So 90-acre lake, like, it doesn't take long.
Yep.
When something like that happens and people are harvesting at that level. But it's funny, like, even now. Oh, the person you on Nebish, huh? They've been gone for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of the purposes of why originally the regulations were set up. So when they did open up the fishing, I think, you know, the natural mindset would be like, one, they're going to be, the lake's going to be absolutely loaded with fish and they're all going to be huge. It works the opposite way with fish. And so you have too many mouths to feed. And so they were all small and stunted. And so the no close season, no bag limit, no size limit was originally put on to basically how much harvest does it take to kind of put that in the direction and balance that. Like Mac, when I was talking about, he loves to fish smallmouth on pallet, and his little dog, his little white dog, is died now, and he had those heart issues. But he'd be in here every 2 days, you know, older gentleman dragging his canoe in there and all his glory with his little dog. So you get a lot of that stuff, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
You get to know new people. Warner, yeah, we get Dirty Old Ben in here. The gals and all that stuff. You can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Warner's one of them. But here's another one. He and his brother's passing him up to, but they just exclusively for Chappelle. Yeah. So, I mean, this is the main building. It was remodeled in 2008. And it's all solar and generator going.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Well, comment section of YouTube.